I'm Josh Scherer.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich.
Free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We're streaming live on the free Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. You can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Cakes and I were just talking about during the break, like in the pantheon of sports radio topics on the Junkies. Mm-hmm. Definitely the leaders in the clubhouse, at least in the last decade. Name change, stadium.
Yeah. Yep.
But Terry McLaurin's climbing up the rankings, and you got to talk about it because it continues. Cake said there's a new tweet from Diana Rossini.
Oh, I'm going to read it right now. Drumbeat gets louder. This is from 25 minutes ago.
Diana
Rossini from The Athletic. The Jets are among several teams monitoring the trade market for potential wide receiver additions per sources. The 49ers and Vikings are also making calls. So there's an active wideout trade market right now in the NFL. So even though I'm pretty resolute that Terry's going to be here for week one wearing a Commander's uniform, if there's no end in sight and Peters just wants this to be done and get some assets in return for Terry McLaurin, the market is ripe for it to happen.
All right, can I throw out a hypothetical for our listeners?
Sure.
Okay, to chime in. Can you open up the lines from where you are, Valdez? I know Drab's running around. Here's my hypothetical. Regardless of the return, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I guess regardless is a little unfair. Barring getting another receiver of his caliber this year, do you consider trading Terry McLaurin a disaster? I personally do. I don't care if you get a first rounder, a second rounder, a third rounder, 100 first rounders. I consider trading him for future assets a disaster. Now, if you get another receiver of a similar ilk, and that we could still get, because it hurts us this year.
I just have a hard time seeing a similar receiver in skill set to Terry coming back in a deal.
That's not
plausible.
You're
going to get a downgrade.
You're going to get a downgrade, or you're going to get a different position. You're going to get like a Friermuth or somebody. I would argue you don't even need. But or people are going to be all these nerds are going to be all excited about future picks.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care about the future picks. That's if we trade Terry McLaurin, in my opinion, unless you get a receiver equal value or similar this year, it nukes our. It really significantly damages our chances
definitely
for success.
Definitely hampers you. For
and I
this
think
season.
It's a disaster.
I don't think it's a great move, at least for the 2025 season.
It's a terrible move for the 2025 season. I don't care about next season. We might all be dead.
I think it is likely a disaster, EB. Likely a disaster, but Jaden Daniels has shown that he's special, and I mentioned this, I believe, yesterday. The narrative on the Bills and Josh Allen last year was they were going to miss Stephon Diggs, and they weren't going to be able to overcome it. Not only did they lose Diggs, they lost their number two receiver in Gabe Davis.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And last I checked, Buffalo was pretty good last year, and Josh Allen won the MVP.
Maybe Luke McCaffrey will all of a sudden turn into his brother. Maybe Jalen Lane will all of a sudden turn into the steal of the draft. I find that unlikely, though.
But Valdez threw this out earlier, kind of jokingly, but you might become a ground-and-pound team, and you lean on Debo as your number one guy, and you go heavy tight ends.
I think that makes us very one-dimensional not as successful.
I've gotten to the point now where I'm looking up street free agent wide receivers for the Commanders to possibly look into.
Well, they got
if they were to deal Terry McLaurin.
They got him. They got Michael Gallup, KJ Osborne,
right.
This Moore guy that drops everything.
They have enough street level free agent
We got
types.
A bunch of those guys. Yeah. And then we got young guys. The only one that I'm excited about at this point is actually Jalen Lane.
My kingdom for De'Ami Brown. to have him back.
Yeah.
He had a good year last year. Parlayed it into a $10+ million deal in Jacksonville.
Noah Brown has already managed to make himself forgettable because he can't stay on the field. And I think when he's on the field, he's pretty good.
He's pretty solid.
I like him when he's on the field.
He has a hard time staying healthy.
But you don't even think about him. I don't know. I think it's a disaster, regardless of what they recoup, if they trade Terry. And I understand why they might trade him, because they don't see an end in sight.
But it is interesting that just in the last, 45 minutes, there have been two separate reports about teams that are
inquiring,
sniffing around about veteran wideouts.
Right, who's leaking that?
I have no idea. But his name might rhyme with Muddy Schmaker. Maybe.
I have no
Possibly.
Idea. All right, let's go 800-636-1067. I know a lot of guys out there that are big into salary caps, and they're big into draft assets and tanking, that they'd be fine with getting a bunch of future picks.
All right,
Terry.
I'm just gonna throw out a name. Maybe this guy is full blown washed.
Yeah.
Amari Cooper.
I know, we keep talking about him.
Can we pick up the can we bring him in for a tryout? Can anybody bring him in?
Does anybody
He's 31.
He's 31 years old.
Does anybody think he's near what Terry is at this point?
No. I'm grasping.
Yeah.
I'm grasping. It's called contingency plans, backup plans.
Right.
In case something with Terry goes awry.
Let's go.
I still think he's going to be there week one.
Let's go to Sam in Fairfax. If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. I'm all over the place on this. I'm very emotional. I'm like Terry.
But you were at 95% on your Terry-o-meter. I just put
that was like
a
10
picture
minutes ago.
Of the Terry-o-meter up at Junks Radio. You can chime in. It's kind of our second Surfside poll
of the
day. I'm
a little schizophrenic on it. Let's go to Sam. Sam, what's up?
Good morning, my brothers. How are you today?
Hey, doing great. What's up, man?
Well, I think it's an unmitigated disaster for Terry McLaurin. And I'll tell you why. Terry is beloved at this time, and that's slipping away. And he is in a position to be the next Beamish, to be the next Doc Walker here in this marketplace.
I think that's still in play. If they sign him, we'll forget. Fans will forget.
He's jeopardizing it. He's jeopardizing it, man. E.B., let me ask you this. You had a girl that you loved so very, very much. She hurt you.
Right. Hey, B-Mitch, I love Brian. Brian went to play for the Giants and Eagles.
Is it ever the same?
Yeah, Brian went to play for the Giants and Eagles.
E.B. brings up a great point. Another point I'd say about this is Doc Walker in particular and B-Mitch played in different times. They didn't make this level of money. Terry McLaurin's not going to have to go into radio.
No, not unless he really loves the medium. Which
I'm not saying that
radio.
They had to, but they didn't make $30 million.
Dude, 30? He's got him at, what did he make so far?
He's grossed $56 million in his career.
Grossed $56
million. Right.
That's a lot of freaking
a lot of dough.
I mean, maybe Terry McLaurin gets into radio like Doc Walker and B-Mitch, but I just don't see it.
It's impossible that Terry McLaurin himself to doing radio.
I never understood guys look how much Johnny Dawkins made to get into the coaching grind, or Patrick Ewing to get those guys to get into the coaching grind.
That's love of the game, though.
That is a love of the game, but that's a grind, dude. That is a freaking grind. That always kind of shocked me. But let's just get back to this situation. Has Terry, what he's kind of insinuating, has he hurt his
status?
That's a good appeal for fans. The goodwill. How much of it has he hurt in this position?
I think he's hurt.
How much does it go away? When he signs, it goes away right away.
I think when he catches his first touchdown, it goes
away right away.
Yeah. What would kill him is, what would really lose his goodwill is if it does extend into the season, they lose, he signs, he comes back, and then he tears his ACL. Well, then fans are going to resent him.
Well, I'll be honest. I support Terry. I want him to get what he can get.
You're starting to resent him a little?
No, but if he sat out games and we started losing, we could have lost to the Giants, I would be bitter.
I've deemed it physically impossible to lose to the Giants. Did you forget? Have you forgotten that?
Yeah, you do that all the time. And it ends up screwing us.
Up in my dumb face.
Yeah, I mean.
No more one-sided bets, though. I have learned that lesson.
Yeah. I don't know,
man. Going to smoke the Giants week one. With or without Terry McLaurin.
You know, just sort of. Let's go. I'm going to go to Reggie.
Right, clip that one.
Clip it up.
Let's go to Reggie in Charlotte. 800-636-1067 if you want to chime in. Do you consider if they ultimately did just bite on one of these offers and they trade Terry, do you consider that a disaster? I don't care what they get in return unless they get like a freaking premier receiver this year. I consider it a disaster.
There's no way that a team that is in the market for a veteran wide receiver is going to trade you back any wide receiver of note.
Well, here's how you possibly could. A Brandon Ayuk who is disgruntled, coming off an injury, is an elite receiver when healthy.
Now, if
that's
if you
a scenario,
do that,
right?
Because he's not going to start the season on time. But then again, still,
but you get an elite
it
receiver.
Still hampers you for this season. It
a little
handcuffs
bit.
You.
He's going to be at play this year, right?
But I think he's starting on the PUP list.
So, right, so he misses 6 weeks.
Yeah,
I'd rather have an injured Brandon Ayuk than I don't know, some bum at some other position.
You're probably not into Pat Freiermuth.
And he's boys with Jaden. They are boys.
Yeah,
they're tight.
Yeah, he's boys with Sam Hartman too.
Who is
Jaden?
Yeah, but Sam Hartman is going to be driving a UPS truck.
I know, it's
up and
point.
Down my street.
Dude, literally
in 6 weeks.
The only way
Ayuk is not.
Hey, Jaden should hire Hartman as his Uber driver, yeah. Doing from the bubble.
Yeah. So Hartman's a guy that will do radio. Or TV, you know, he'll do TV.
He'll do modeling.
He's not going to do radio. You think Armin's going to do radio?
He's a TV guy. Reggie, you know what? He's probably going to be like minimum like some regional sports network.
100%.
Right?
He's a heartthrob.
Sam Hartman, way too good looking.
Yeah, he's going to be doing games for like the ACC network or something.
Yeah, it's a Big Ten network, something like that.
He'll be doing college football.
Yeah, for something like that, one of those. Mm-hmm. That's what I think. Reggie, what's up?
Hey, enjoy the show. Thank y'all for taking my call.
Yeah, thanks, man.
And I had this opinion for a couple of weeks because I held Terry on a real, real high pedestal as being like the captain, commander, the culture guy, what have you. And for him to do the Eastern Motors where your job is your credit thing, for him to like have the holdout and then the hold in and then the fake ankle injury, if they're trading him where we're getting draft assets, and I hear you, EB, I understand. But
I want help this year, buddy. I don't care about next year.
I know and I hear you. However, we've got a franchise quarterback who's going to be here for a long time. We've got a very minimal number of draft picks going into next year. So if somebody were to put together a really, really good draft package where we get good assets back, you're not going to get top-notch assets. But if you got good draft assets back and you can build young talent around – Jaden Daniels going into his contract coming up in the next couple of years, and you got good young talent, and you could build a good nucleus around Jaden Daniels with that trade package for Terry McLaurin, absolutely I would listen to it because I don't want a disgruntled Terry McLaurin. And I agree with the previous caller saying that his legacy would be great if he would sign a contract, and then he could be like, if you guys remember Matthew Slater in New England, he was like 36, 37 signing one-year deals with New England because he was such a great guy in the locker room, and they just kept signing him to veteran contracts because he was such a good influence. All right, he just plays special teams. So Terry could be that, and then years from now, he can be on billboards doing all types of things in the D.C. area because he's so beloved. But now what he's doing is he's ruining that, and you got a lot of callers calling in saying, his legacy is starting to get tarnished because he's pulling this.
All right, let me ask you this, Reggie. I hear you.
Sure.
What would you – okay, so you're Terry McLaurin. I just turned you into a silly 4-3, 40 guy. You had – how many touchdowns? 13 touchdowns last year. You know, you're in the middle of a pretty remarkable career. You think your value is $33 million because guys of your caliber are getting that. They're only offering you $24 million, and they're not budging. What do you think?
I'm Josh Scherer.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich
free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.
Do
so. What I need to do is, and EB, I'm glad you asked that. All athletes, and I never played football. I played Division I college basketball, but all athletes need to realize what lane that they're in, and at some point in time, either father time, a change of regime, which is what Terry is going through, or injury or whatever, is going to come for you, and it's going to say, "Yeah, you're good, but you're not elite." Yeah, you're very good, but you're not otherworldly. And so when you are good or very good and you're asking for elite or otherworldly money, that's when you get out of lane.
You don't think the 33 is a fair ask if you took
Not for Terry, no, because, listen, it's not his fault. His parents procreated and made him whenever they did. He's 30 years old. It's not his fault. That's when he was born. At 30 years old, that applies to all NFL. Nobody says, man, this is his year 25 year. We're looking for him to step back.
Right, because that's you're in your prime at 25.
Right. No. Yeah, understood. Yeah, understood. But so what do you do
says
though?
That at 30.
So you would take the 20. You would take what you think is like way below your value.
So I'm. But it's his value and what a team value. The team is always going to win because what Terry needs to realize is that Terry is in the grand scheme of all football players. He's a dime a dozen. I can find another third-round kid. And if y'all remember, Jake Rudin and his regime drafted him just to come in to be like a special teams culture guy. So he wasn't a first-round, otherworldly, super elite, regarded guy. So what that's
but
a
through hard dozen. Work and perseverance, like, he became that guy.
Indeed. He became that guy. But he only rose to right now what he's doing, and other callers have said this. You can get 1,000 yards as a receiver in a pass-happy league where it is now. So, yeah, he had 13 touchdowns. Yeah, he gets over 1,000 yards. That's fine. But he's a third-round wide receiver that we got. He ascended to be very
good. You're
kind
of disrespecting. We could bring up a lot of statistics like contested catches. He was huge for him.
Yards per route run. I mean, there's a lot of metrics.
I don't think it's fair to hold it. So, Tom Brady's a six-round quarterback then. No. I just don't think you can hold that draft.
Draft status is done.
I think what he's trying to say is, look, nowadays there are a lot of wide receivers out there who can get 1,000 yards.
Well, that's true. I don't disagree with that. But he's trying to kind of slander him a little bit by calling him a third round.
He was diminishing him
with that. But I agree. There's a lot of guys that could, you know, it's like rushing for 1,000 yards isn't that big a deal.
Yes, 1,000 yards receiving nowadays is not a big deal.
Understand. But I think we all saw, at least I thought it was, the questions have been erased. Is Terry a legit one? I think he's I don't think there's any question he's a legit one. Is he a top 15 one or below 15? That we can argue. But is he a legit number one receiver? That's been proven. I don't care what round he was drafted in.
No longer need to be asked about him.
Yeah.
It's not even close.
All right, 800-636-1067. If good calls come through, we'll bang them out. Don't go anywhere.
I'm Josh Scherer.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich
free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.